today on Rocking the Suburbs.
Hey, Patrick, did you used to spend time trying to figure out what Michael Stipe was saying in REM songs?
Oh, yeah, all the time. The hardest one for me was Harbor Coat. It took me forever to decipher the chorus.
You mean, she said, oh, please find my Harbor Coat? I can't go outside without it?
I thought it was stress to sting my Harbor Coat. I caved the ringside without it.
Maybe you should give that one another listen. Okay, Patrick, so we're doing more listener favorites from 2021. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think one thing the listeners enjoy about this, I hope, is that they hear a lot of people who call in fairly regularly, right?
Yep.
And the community, in many ways, have sort of come to know each other. So that's a really fun thing. And
absolutely.
The show is Rockin' the Suburbs, at the center of all this Rockin' the Suburbs. And I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
But if you're new to the show, join us, you know, become part of this awesome community of music fans, right?
Yeah, absolutely. This year, next year, the year before, or even way back when we started, we're open to members of this amazing community. And boy, is it an accepting community. I mean, everybody with all kinds of different backgrounds and tastes and all that are right. part of this. So
today, I bring this up because today you're going to hear, I think, a couple of voices who are familiar to regular listeners. So we're going to start here with this guy who has theme music.
He's got it. The man, myth, and the legend. Stephen Routledge from Scotland. He's got it.
Hi, Jim and Patrick, faithful interns, and Patrick's one true friend, Shadow. Stephen Routledge here, calling in from Scotland with my best of 2021 picks. My song of the year is Hear Me, I'm Courageous, from Joy is Elusive by Harbour Coat, whom I mentioned back on episode 1226 with my September new music picks. What I love about the song, other than the things that apply to the whole album, such as the general power pop goodness, backing vocals and tunefulness, is the yearning and scrappy underdog spirit that comes through especially strongly on this song. The title alone is enough to make me love it, but then the aforementioned power pop goodness kicks in, and the ebb and flow of the dynamics means it just keeps hitting the sweet spot. As for my album of the year, I'll leave that hanging as a teaser for now, because that will be featuring in more depth in a Patreon episode to be recorded in January. So stand by for much more of that to come in the new year, fellow listeners. I do, however, have a reputation to maintain. So I have a new music pick from December for you, and that is Hideaway Girl from Fever Dreams Part 2, which seems appropriate for Jim, by Johnny Marr, who played guitar in a band back in the 80s that a few of the listeners, Bud Verge, might have heard of. A whole album comprising the four EPs, the aforementioned Fever Dreams Part 1 to 4, will arrive in February. But in the meantime, Part 2 dropped on the 17th of December, and Hideaway Girl is a propulsive, floor tom-heavy and crashing guitar slice of indie rock from the former Smiths man. It also features his son Niall on backing vocals, who opened for Teenage Fan Club when I saw them in Kelvin Grove Park a couple of years ago. I'm sure you and many of the listeners will enjoy it. Well, all that remains is for me to wish you all a happy and COVID-free 2022. Hopefully the pandemic, as well as UK and US government rules, will permit me to see many of you in person at Suburbs Fest 2 this year. In the meantime, be sure to keep rocking the suburbs every day.
Okay. Always great to hear from Stephen, and we Wonderful. Appreciate that he put in there a little December new music pick.
Yeah,
he didn't
that was
do
cool.
December new music series because mm-hmm. we're focused on the whole year now. So that was nice. So people, go check that out. Go look that up yourselves.
Yep.
We're going to focus on the 2021 pick, which for him was Harbor Coat.
Harbor Coat, yep.
And the song Hear Me, I'm Courageous.
Stopped in town on my way home.
All right, what'd you think of that?
Loved it, loved it. I cheated a little bit and listened to it ahead of time. And one reason was because I love the band's name. I mean, it takes me instantly back to a track on REM's second full-length album, Reckoning. And boy, it checks all the boxes for me. Just like Steven said, you know, it's got that burrowing guitar solo that comes in. It's got the power pop goodness to it. Really nice. Really, really nice. I mean, hey, if it's Routledge, you know, and his favorite song, it's going to be a good one. Just didn't know if he's going to go heavy, if he's going to go sort of Americana folky, or if he's going to go down his teenage fan club vein, and definitely think it was the latter of those three.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Agreed. I love it. Just really, you know, well-crafted pop song. It hits right in that spot too, that I think is difficult, which is that I agree that it's power pop. Power pop esque, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But there's a lot of space in the song as well. Yeah. It's not all filled in. You know, a lot of times people think of power pop and they think of it as just like layers of guitars.
Yes,
you know, and it's not that, but it has some of those same qualities nonetheless.
Yeah,
I don't know how to explain that exactly, but I think you get what I'm saying. So
yeah, totally. I know exactly what you mean, and I think that's a great observation. It has a sheen to it, which is really nice, but it's not one of these things where you can, you know, put your headphones on and listen to every little second and hear a little touch, you know, that they put on it or something. Yeah, yeah. But man, really, really good. It's deliciously good.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to say one thing, Jim, way off the topic today. And it just sprung to my mind when you were introducing Steven. You said this guy, Steven, and do your offspring or anybody you know, like when you do something, they say, this guy? Because mine do it all the time, especially my youngest. Anytime I do anything, like from eating, Dad just ate 30 chicken wings in a row. Oh, this guy, you know, or I'll make a joke. And they go, this guy. I don't know where they got it from. I just was asking if you've ever come across that, because I'm not sure how to react. I don't know if I'm being made fun of or...
That must be a false church thing. I don't know.
Must be, yeah. It's something to say because I'm constantly talking. They don't want to have to think about an answer. They just say, this guy, whatever it is. So people can, you know, I don't know. If anybody knows, let me know. Because I just want to know if I'm being insulted or I'm complimented or just ignored.
Well, I would say, judging by family dynamics, not just yours, but universal family dynamics, there may be a certain amount of mockery there, I'd say. Yeah.
I think there might be so. But if anybody can confirm, if we have any linguists out there, let me know.
Well, speaking of the young peoples, this is caller number two today.
What's up, Jim and Patrick? It's Mackenzie Crenshaw here with my favorite album and song of 2021. We'll start with the song first, and that is Smoking Out the Window, which y'all just talked about a few months ago, but I digress. Silk Sonic was really a joy this year. Their singles were 3 for 3, and then their album ended up also being one of my favorites of the year. This song just does it for me because it's hilarious. It's really well produced, obviously, and very well performed. I think it's kind of the perfect capture of their goal to mix these kind of contemporary lyrics and deliveries with 70s soul music, and it worked out so well. It also has some of the best lyrics on the album, such as, not to be dramatic, but I want to die. Love it. It's just a great song. Definitely my favorite of the year. Absolutely made my month in November.
Wait a minute, this love started off so tender, so sweet. But now she got me smoking out the window. Must have spent $35,000 up in Tiffany's.
Oh no!
Got a badass kids running around my whole crib like it's Chuck E. Cheese.
Whoa, whoa!
Put me in the chair with an X-Men in a UFC.
Okay. We've actually just discussed this song fairly recently.
Yeah.
But it's amazing. It's really a jam.
It is, yeah. And what could be a better combination, too, of what McKenzie described so accurately as, you know, modern day vocal and lyrical delivery with kind of classic 70s soul backing. I mean, it's like a perfect combination. It's, you know, it just, how could you go wrong? I mean, no, I'm sure you could go wrong, but man, in these guys' hands, it's totally incredible. It really, really is.
I remember when, I think you turned me on to Anderson .Paak about 5-6 years ago, something like that,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's really done well for himself. He seems to have really just put out, you know, one strong record after another. And then you've got this pairing with a guy who's, you know, kind of a superstar, right? I mean,
yeah.
He played a Super Bowl halftime show, so he's a pretty big deal. So that's, you know, cool for him, right?
It's amazing. It really is. And and Anderson .Paak is just a really cool character in contemporary music. I just love his approach to everything and heavily, you know, music centric. He's not overly concerned with all the outside trappings. He really seems to be focused on delivering quality tunes all the time.
Yeah, totally agree. So McKenzie also made an album
pick.
So let's hear the rest of her message.
My favorite album I've talked about before on the show, but I'm going to just throw it out again because it ended up being my top played album this year. Also ended up being my top played artist and my top played song of the year was also from this album. So I don't feel like I can say anything else. And that was Duran Jones and the Indications, Private Space, definitely in the same vein as Silk Sonic doing this whole Philly soul disco revival. I was not always into Philly soul. I think this year, a lot of the releases, because they're kind of borrowing from that, I've become more interested and learned a lot more about it, which there's some great stuff in there. But this album, super fun, lots of big ranges of different artists I think they're borrowing from. You can hear the Spinners, you can hear Stevie, lots of different things. I think what's really cool too is they have, it's Duran Jones and the Indications, but really two leads, Aaron Frazier, who's their drummer, and then of course Duran Jones. They're constantly trading leads and also working together, and I think that keeps the album fresh and keeps it moving. I just loved it. Turned it on when I was in the car, turned it on when I was hanging out with folks, forced all my friends to listen to it. They also liked it. And yeah, it has to be my favorite of the year. Private Space, the title track, is really kind of a good intro to what they're doing on this album, as well as the song The Way I Do. So yeah, this year was really, as a soul fan, this was just a moment for me. This year was so many good things were being released. Definitely a great year for new music. So hope y'all had a happy holiday season. Hope the whole Suburbs Pod community had a happy season. See you next year.
Like we're having a dance party.
Yeah, so great. So happy that McKenzie is part of our community. She's got such exquisite taste and always brings up the coolest music. I'll tell you, I like this band a lot, and that track especially. I was, you know, prepping a little bit. Yes, folks, we do some preparation for this show. Really reminded me, the guitar playing on that one, of Nile Rodgers, who is in Chic, and that's another cool influence, I think, that goes along with the ones McKenzie rightly named off as well. So very cool. Very, very cool.
I love it. I think I'm going to have to pick up this record.
Yeah, for sure.
That's one that would really be nice on the turntable, I think.
Absolutely right. Well, as she said, you know, threw it on when friends are around, families are around, all kinds of people. So you could definitely put it on in the background and get that disco party going.
Yep. All right, very cool. Thank you very much to today's callers.
Guys.
And let's see, we'll have more tomorrow. All right?
Yeah, let's keep it rolling.
All right. I guess that's about it. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
Talk to y'all tomorrow.
If anybody knows, let me know, because I just want to know if I'm being insulted or I'm complimented or just ignored.